Are you ready to find, hone, and use your own voice in creative ways to share your story? Welcome to A Mad Vox, a podcast that gives you tools to do just that. I'm your host, Madeline Wright. You ready to make your inner kid proud? Let's begin. Hello, and welcome to A Mad Vox podcast today, NaNoWriMo edition. This is November 3rd and the third day of NaNoWriMo. Day 3 brings us to a tool that's going to be immensely helpful in terms of maintaining your word count streak and reaching that daily word count or even exceeding it. And that tool is connection. Connecting with somebody at the beginning of the month can make or break your NaNoWriMo experience. So I'm going to give you 3 ways that you can connect with others who are also doing NaNoWriMo. The first thing to do is to connect with somebody on the website and add them to your buddy list. Next, you can send them a note and let them know that you want to connect with them and you can help encourage each other as the month goes on to continue to hit your word streak or to reach out if you're feeling stuck or even bounce some ideas off in terms of how to get those words in. A second way to stay connected with other authors and writers of NaNoWriMo is to attend a local write-in. So a local write-in is when you go to a venue like a coffee shop or a restaurant or some other place where people can bring their laptops or their notepads and you sit in the same space and you write for a given amount of time. The amount of time varies and it can be for as little as 30 minutes to up to a few hours. The goal of this is to write your novel at the same time that other people are writing their novel. The purpose of doing that is to help you stay focused. With everyone working on a section of their novel at the same time, you're a lot less likely to get distracted and do things like check your email or fall down a rabbit hole of the internet for a few hours at a time. And also, there is a time limit imposed with this write-in. Typically, there's a time limit agreed upon before you start to write, like 20 minutes or 30 minutes, and then at the end of that, you can talk to your neighbor or maybe go over word count and see how well you did compared to others. The beauty of attending a local write-in is that you tend to write a lot more words with a group of people who are focused on writing a lot of words than if you were sitting somewhere by yourself. Typically, I mean, some people can't stand to write when there's music or noise or other people talking around them. So the idea of going to a local write-in is a no-go. But there is a solution. For those who would rather avoid the crowds, there are virtual write-ins. And you can do virtual write-ins this month on a website called ChatNaNo. ChatNaNo.net is the website, and I will put that in the show notes that you could find at podcast.amadvox.com. So ChatNaNo has a population that's highly dependent on the time of day because there are people all around the world who are logging in at the various times that they're available. So if you can find people in the same time zone as you, or perhaps some night owls a couple of time zones ahead, you'll have at least a few hours of some good word sprints ahead of you. Another great way to start doing word sprints is to check out Twitter. Twitter has the NaNoWriMo account that constantly sets up word sprints and starts them on the hour, on the quarter of an hour. If you follow the Twitter account, you'll see when the next one starts. And that's also a good way to try out a word sprint if you want to just go for it by yourself without any extra noise or people around. Can you work just as well with those as well as the word sprints with a buddy? You try it out and see if it works for you. I am curious to know which one works best for you. Let me know. Send me a note via a Mad Vox using that hashtag on Twitter and let me know if word sprints in person, word sprints that are virtual, or word sprints on a time deadline work best for you. Oh, I have one more bonus for you. If you're in the United States, or at least in most of the United States, tonight's a special night because it's Saturday going into Sunday, the first weekend of November, and that means that daylight saving time is ending, which means we get an extra hour. Most people will use that for sleep, but you have a great chance to use that to boost your word count and get in a couple of more word sprints. All right, that's all I have for today. Let me know if you enjoyed this episode. I'd love to hear your feedback. If you have any questions, go ahead and tweet at me, AmadVox, on Twitter and Instagram. Tune in next time when we talk about word count catch-up strategies. See you then. You just heard AmadVox. I am one voice, but I know that you're out there too, waiting to use yours. Let's connect at podcast.amadvox.com. Follow AmadVox on Twitter and Instagram. And until next time, make a connection.